Okay, is everybody that's in there, I guess, live, if you will? I'm guessing that's working. So if it is, we will. How about we start the meeting? I'll bring it to order. And this is Senate Education today. What is it, Friday? And we will do the roll call.
Vice Chair Temple?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Clafferty?
Present.
Senator Bogner?
Here.
Senator Hertz?
He's excused.
Senator Manzella?
Here.
Senator O'Brien?
Here.
Senator Regeer?
Here.
Senator Sweeney?
Here.
Senator Weber?
Here.
Chairman Solomon?
Here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, what we're going to try and do today, folks, is we were going to introduce ourselves to some of the, let's call it higher education folks from both the university system and some of the people that represent some of the students so that we all get an idea of who they are. And we'll start off with the commissioner. This is Commissioner of Higher Education, Mr. Christian, and feel free.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Can you hear me all right?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Well, thank you. Thanks for having us. Thanks for allowing us to introduce ourselves today and the team. I'm Clay Christian. I serve as Commissioner of Higher Education. Believe it or not, started my 10th year just a few weeks ago.
Wow.
Which seems amazing to me, but certainly enjoyed the work in the commissioner's office. Actually, either as a commissioner or as a regent, this will be my 8th session that I've been involved with. So, although it'll be a little bit of a different session, we look forward to working with all of you guys. Certainly here any time that you need us to answer questions, either through your former formal legislative channels or feel free to reach out to me or any of my group along the way. Maybe in the essence of ease, we can just go around the room and Tyler's got several of my team in his office. We could have them introduce themselves and work our way around if that suits you, Mr. Chair.
Absolutely. It sounds great.
Hi, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. This is Tyler Trevor. I'm the Deputy Commissioner for Budget and Planning here in the Office of the Commissioner of Higher Education. I look forward to working with the committee. To my left here, you'll see Helen Thigpen. She is our legal counsel here at the Commissioner's office. And I don't know if you can see Brock Tessman, Deputy Commissioner for Academic Research and Student Affairs. From our office here, these are the three likely faces, and I hope to be able to see you in person at some point during this session that you'll see on bills when we come to testify or stand up as informational witnesses. I believe we have a couple other people on the line. Janelle Booth. Go ahead, Janelle.
Hello, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. My name is Janelle Booth, and I am the Montana State University Director of Government Affairs. And during this session, I'm pleased to be working with the OT team. So I will be serving as a legislative representative for the entire system during this session. And I got my start when I was a Mass student lobbyist back in 2011, and I'm very much looking forward to working with you all, some familiar faces and some new faces. So thank you.
Okay. Commissioner, is that your team that's there?
You're on mute.
Commissioner, you are muted, so we aren't able to hear you.
Okay, sorry about that. I think Amy's on as well. I said,
okay.
Since Amy controls
there
most of our lives, it'd be good for her to say hello as well.
Thank you. Amy?
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Chair and fellow committee members. It's so nice to see you all. I'm happy to help in any way that I can. It was very hard there not to be like, Commissioner Christian, you are muted, but he got it. So working with all of you this session. Thank you.
It's good to see you all again, and thank you for checking in. We appreciate this, and I'm sure as the year goes on, we'll have our opportunities as usual. But it was nice to see you today. We've got two more, and we'll let you guys come up to the podium, introduce yourselves. First, we'll start with Rachel, and she can introduce herself.
Good
just shocked myself. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Rachel Schmidt. I am the ASMSU lobbyist, so I'm representing the students of Montana State University. I'm really excited to be here. I'm excited to work with all of you throughout the session. And yeah, just got to know everybody. The chair has all of my contact information, my phone number, and my email. I'm available at literally all hours of the day by phone, call, text, email, whatever's easiest for you. So if you have any questions, please reach out. I'm sure I'll be reaching out to each of you at some point. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Rachel. And Allison, would you like to?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Allison Reinhart, and I am representing the Montana Association of Students as their student lobbyist. So I'm lobbying on behalf of over 40,000 students in the Montana University system. I'm honored to be here and to work with all of you. My grandparents were both educators for over 30 years in the state, and my mom serves on the Bozeman Public School Board. So education is really important to me, and I'm really excited to lend my voice to all students across the state. Again, my contact information is shared with the chair, and I'm so excited to be here and to meet all of you. Thank you again.
Okay, thank you both. Members of the committee, both virtual and here, do you have any questions for any of these folks you'd like to ask them? Okay. If not, thank you all for showing up today and being a part of this. I think that closes this part of our agenda. The next part is we're going to try and do a bill, and it's actually my bill. So, do we have something?
Mr. Chair, Senator O'Brien.
Oh, I'm sorry. And we got to get used to that I don't always see that. That's way in the other corner. So, Senator, please excuse me, but please go ahead.
No, thank you, Mr. Chair. I actually raised my hand a little late. I just saw that we had one more person to be introduced. Diane Fladmo, no?
Oh, yes, Ms. Fladmo, I'm sorry.
No.
We let you in here and let us tell us why.
Well, I'm not sure why, but I'm glad to see all of you. Maybe I'm on the wrong link, but I'm with MFPE. I'm going to listen closely to what Tyler Trevor has to say and everyone. So thank you.
Well, it's good to see your smiling face again. So
yeah.
Okay. Any other hands? Any other? If not, we will take about a minute break here as we shuffle around, and I'll turn it over to Vice Chairman Temple and present this thing.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Pleasure to be here. Mr. Vice Chair,
you want to stay for this?
You sure can if you want.
Either. You're welcome to if you want.
Okay, thank you.
Commissioner Christian or Tyler, do you want to let us know who's going to testify on Senate Bill 25? Tyler?
That's right.
Okay. Then, Lindsay, I think we could probably return everyone else except Tyler back to the attendee space and appreciate them joining us.
Okay. Thank you all for being here, and I might need a little help with this. It's one of the first ones I've run. So today we have a bill from, it was an interim committee bill, and our chair is presenting it. So, Senator Solomon.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. And I think we're all in here. So basically today we're going to, and again, I guess I was going to throw out, this is really the first bill we've done that's real. So from the chairman's standpoint, there may be some hang with us, but we'll get this done. So back to the script here. My pleasure today to bring before you Senate Bill number 25. Again, I'm Senator Dan Solomon, S-A-L-O-M-O-N, represent Senate District 47. And this is a bill requested by the Education Interim Committee. And it's an act revising the Education Interim Committee a bit by removing certain duties regarding the Board of Regents, which is why some of these folks were here today. And if you read the bill, you go down to the second whereas, and it pretty well sums up exactly what this bill does. The Finance Committee has stated in a letter to the Interim Committee that it had no objections to removing a part of this, and the Joint Appropriations Subcommittee on Education conducts a thorough review of the budget and the finances of the Montana University System each biennium, and that is basically the stuff we are taking out of the bill or trying to delete. So with that, I'll turn it over to proponents and opponents.
Thank you, Senator. Do we have any opponents? There are proponents. Let's put this here, put this bill.
Mr. Chair, Senator Trevor has their hand raised.
Mr. Trevor.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I couldn't quite hear you there for a minute, but I think I'm on.
Yes, you're on.
For the record,
please, Mr. Trevor.
For the record, Tyler Trevor, last name spelled T-R-E-V-O-R, Deputy Commissioner, Office of the Commissioner of Higher Education. The Montana University System is a proponent of Senate Bill 25. We definitely have appreciated and thank those of you who have worked on the interim committee throughout the years, staff included, PAD. We find great value in the work that we've done with this committee, things from identifying shared policy goals, looking at dual enrollment, career and technical education, transferability topics of students between campuses, student financial aid, student loan debt, just a whole host of really good meaty policy topics that we find as a great interground between the Board of Regents and the legislature. This language is certainly valuable. I don't think that it precludes the committee from looking at any of these topics in the future. It just relieves you of the requirement of doing so. And with that, Mr. Chair, I'll sit down.
Thank you, Mr. Trevor. Any more proponents? So there is Mr. Tessman available?
Mr. Chair, I do not see Mr. Tessman on Zoom.
Is anyone else on the queue?
Mayor Trevor had his hand raised again.
Mr. Trevor.
Mr. Chair. Dr. Tessman, I introduced him earlier. My testimony would count for his as well.
Thanks. Okay, thank you. I guess at this point we're probably looking for opponents. Any opponents? Bill 25. Hearing none, any informational witnesses? Hearing none? Are the informational witnesses available?
I don't see anyone's hand raised.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. I guess at this point in time, do we have any questions from the...
Yeah, I do. Question for the sponsor. Mr. Chairman, Senator, what I read is being struck out here. There's a responsibility of the Education Interim Committee to provide information to the Board of Regents. Mm-hmm. But then the second whereas that you talked about, I don't see where the Joint Appropriations Subcommittee on Education will provide information to the Board of Regents.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, Senator Geer, that's one of the keys of this thing. Why is the Interim Education Committee giving back information to the board, or the Board of Regents, the commissioner's office, etc.? It didn't make sense to me to either, and that's one of the reasons we were taking a look at this. They give stuff to, in this case, Section E or the Legislative Fiscal Division and the committee, and some of their reports about that, they give to us. We don't give to them. So it did not make sense to me. Another reason for me to strike it.
Follow up. Mr. Chairman, Senator, how long has that been in code then? And have they, I mean, why didn't they come to question years ago?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Aguirre, I have the same question. I was going to look that up, and I didn't. But if you'll notice that it came up, and those letters that were sent, both from the Finance Committee stated in a letter that they had no objection to removing it. And once upon a time, there was a joint committee on post-secondary education policy and budget. It really isn't even there anymore. So hence, why do we need it? We're just trying to clean this stuff up.
Okay. And follow up.
Follow up.
Mr. Chairman, Senator, so what you're saying is really it should have been going the other way, the information coming to the committee.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Regeer, that's the way I was kind of looking at it. Why should the interim committee be giving information to the regents who need to turn around and give it back and much better information because it's their information? So why are we having this little do-si-do? And they need to give it when it comes to, especially when you're talking about the budget and various things. That's what's going to happen in the next couple of months, every other year.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do we have any other questions? Any other questions? Would you like to close, Senator?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thanks for the questions. I hope it clears up. It just seemed like an issue that popped up during our interim committee. And the members of the interim committee were kind of scratching our head, and they were digging through and said, you know what, we just get rid of this, hence the bill. I hope you appreciate it. Thank you. There we go. Okay, folks, that was the bill we're going to hear today. I don't think there's any other business for today. We will have a meeting at, and I think we're going to try, Teresa, 2:30, and we do it a little differently every time. The reason why Lindsay up here goes to school in Missoula, and she won't be available till 2:30. So at some point, our floor sessions are going to be longer, and we will do it. But we'll shoot for 2:30 on Monday to try this and make this happen again. We'll probably end up at 3 at some point, probably hopefully in the near future when we get bills going through across the floor. But at the moment, we have 3 bills that we're going to hear on Monday, 3 bills on Wednesday. We hope to take next Friday off. That is pretty much everything I have. Any questions from anybody? I want to thank you folks for being here virtually. I want to thank you folks for being here, and we will see you all on Monday. Meeting's adjourned.